4GTM and C9V. A few minutes ago, he's not answering. Must be making some big sales in C9B.
How are you doing this afternoon? Having fun out in this rain?
Man, I'm packed up my car, just trying to head on home, staying dry. I feel for the people out there working in the rain.
Up 85 very much.
Done it three times a day, and I'm done. Apparently, whatever's jamming it up is happened after I came through.
Show in many places, just the usual places and some more places, and there's no, doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to it, but I'm trying to get home before we get a delivery of perishable goods by UPS around 4:15, and I am just going to make it.
Perishable, hopefully it's packed in dry ice.
Pack wine and dry ice, but you don't want it to get hot either.
It does tend to disappear quickly.
On our front, on our carport, the sun will be shining on it. If it's sunny, hopefully today it's cloudy, but I just need to get it inside, and I have to sign for it because it's wine, and somebody over 21 has to be physically present to sign for it. So if I don't make it, they're going to take it back and let it sit in their hot warehouse all night and all day tomorrow, and it just won't be good for it.
Just out of curiosity, what kind is it? Like a name brand that you like? Or the special import?
A vineyard called Yolo up in the Yadkin Valley, North Carolina, J-O-L-O. And they do some fantastic stuff with wine. We have really liked what they have put out. So in this order, we've got some lighter summer type stuff, like we got some bubbles and we've got some rosé and some other whites. But we also have some Chamberson and some other reds coming as well. So really a good variety from that place. They're winning a lot of competitions. They're beating out a lot of the old world stuff in contests and everything. So, really, really good stuff.
It's cool. Well, I've never been a wine aficionado, but I've been known to dabble in the hops and barley a little bit, but not much in the wine or the other stuff.
That stuff really makes me sick to my stomach, so I had to go drinking beer, a couple decades ago. So I just focus on wine now. It's an art, it's definitely an artistic endeavor, and Courtney and I have both been studying it. We've enjoyed it very much.
Stuff from North Carolina, up in the western part of North Carolina.
So it's a little bit north of Shelby. It's not really western North Carolina. It's more like north central.
A few vineyards around Hendersonville, let it know how their stuff compared.
Been out to the vineyards at Hendersonville. We've been as far west as Overmountain and Mountain Brook, which is almost to Hendersonville, but just not quite. And we got a couple of vineyards in Shelby, too, that are not bad. So, we might venture out that way sometime.
They have a winery right by where I live, and where we live. The name slips from mind for the moment, but I think you might like it. They have a outdoor and indoor area with a real scenic view. I don't think of the winery here currently.
Let me know. It might ring a bell with us too. We've looked at some up that way. We just never been. Western North Carolina focused a little bit more on the Muscadine wines and the Yadkin Valley area. They're more traditional old world grapes.
So it's definitely grapes, because they've got a lot of grapevines up.
I've been free of the worst of the traffic now.
I'm 290, whatever you do. It's a standstill. I've been sitting there for the whole time I've been talking to you, and I've probably moved 100 yards.
I'm 290 in a couple of miles, but I don't see any other red on 85, so I'll take that. It's crazy when it rains.
A little more crazy. It's all crazy. One today. Of course, he didn't hear me, but Greg and he's trying to get on the interstate. And I can't get over it. Sadly, well, this guy's driving a big rig, too. It was not a good thing. I didn't tell you all this morning. I almost hit Bambi coming down the mountain. The wife's car. It was one of the field. I looked back in front of me, and the hell. headlights of the car, and I aimed the way I would aim them. But he appeared at the last bit. I had to jam on the brakes, and the anti-lock brakes kicked in. But I didn't hit him.
The remains of what looked like several deer on 85 South this morning, I didn't make a note whether they got hit at the same time, because it was like it was just carnage on the road. I mean, there was just debris and remains everywhere. It was ugly.
There's more around somewhere. That one in the field, he was laughing at the other one in the road, because, you know, once they see you in the road, they try and scurry off of their little hooves, can't do it on the asphalt. It's kind of comical watching them try to scurry.
I hit a little fawn once when I was down in Clemson one morning, and I just didn't see him in time, and I couldn't swerve out of the way, and he was trying his best to get out. I could broke his back. He was still alive, so I had to call the Oconee Sheriff's Department to send a guy down to dispatch him. It was pretty sad, but yeah, he was probably just a couple months old.
Up where we live, this loses so much of the habitat. I mean, I don't know where they're all going to go.
Get a lot of them, and they're everywhere, and you know, they try to manage it with more hunting licenses and stuff, but yeah, when deer get plentiful, man, they really get plentiful.
First bear, the outside light came on last night, and I don't know, something turned it on, because you know, it's motion and heat, I guess, and something turned it on last night and the night before, but I've been looking at the cameras and haven't seen anything. So I'm looking for the bears to come out. Got me trying to hook out the damn of that vineyard up there.
Eventually, and I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. So, you know, if it's today or tomorrow or whenever, you know, you'll hear me.
Called Burnt Shirt, B-U-R-N-T, Burnt Shirt Vineyards. They've got a tasting room up there.
And I forget, I think Courtney looked at their wines and just, I don't think she really liked what they had to offer, just from the way they described it, but we have not been up there yet. Far from the Mountain Brook Vineyard out there off of 74, but I could be mistaken about which one it is.
Lookout. I'm not sure which one that is.
Spartanburg County Mountie that just got in behind me. Really suspicious like.
Right and Lookout, Spiola was the name of the road. But, was that an unmarked car?
Unmarked. He's driving like he thinks he is, but he's definitely not. He's got the bar and the push bar and everything like that on there.
Bring that doesn't show up in the daytime, but the screams out at night.
That's exactly what it is, and he's right in behind me. I think he's just waiting for me to do something wrong.
I think it's a terrible waste of taxpayer money. You buy a sticker, you can only see 50% of the time. He probably don't even work nights. He probably just works days.
But long enough now that anything he does is poison, because you're not allowed to follow somebody until they do something wrong.
That was that, though, right?
Court case, but there was one.
That is a judge. And you don't want to go before the judge.
I'll take Supreme Court precedent before a judge, and if he doesn't want to look at it, then I'll go up to the next court.
So my cases that actually were appealed. FBI trial. It was on Mount Pleasant, and it turns out the lady was a secretary of one of the very, very prominent DUI attorneys in Charleston. And we tried that thing, and let me tell you, she was sloppy, sloppy drunk. And on, wasn't wine, it was vodka, if she couldn't smell it. For a whole week, we had a trial. And it took them 2.5 hours to find her guilty. Filed all their motions and everything. That was like a year later, and then of course, you know, being the very prominent attorney he is, but they were working for him, they appealed it, and of course, by the time the appeal came around, I mean, we're talking 5 years later, we retried it again, and it took them less than 2.5 hours, less than the first time, to find her guilty. If she would have pled guilty, her driver's license suspension would have been over and up, and done with, but now she has to sit out a 5-year suspension.
Now people get all principled and, you know, dig their heels in and just realize that if they would just play, you know, if they would play along with the system, whatever they're doing would be over long before than if they, you know, decided to, you know, be a pain about it. I mean, if they're guilty, they're guilty, right? Just, you know, take your medicine and go home.
You'd take it one time like that. Well, then, Rose, I was in uniform when I paid it. It was my mistake. I was going too fast on the motorcycle, and it looked bad, so... back then, you could pay the tickets right then and there. And it just so happens I got stopped on payday. So I went and paid it while I had the money in C9V.
This guy is still behind me, and he's matching everything I do. I'm just kind of playing with him at this point. He hasn't lit me up or anything, but he has been behind me for at least 4 or 5 miles now.
Doing the same thing you're doing, trying to go home. And you're just making better progress, so he's going to stick behind you.
We're in Spartanburg County anymore.
Back when I was up down there, the car was part of your benefits package, so you could drive your family around to the grocery store or anywhere within the 3-county area, Charleston, Berkeley, or Dorchester counties, as personal use. And that way they don't go up in your salary. They just let you borrow the car. Of course, there's a lot of stipulations with that. But my wife would look at me, you know, that some girls acted up in front of me. I didn't know it was a girl, but because I stopped her, and, ooh, she was drunk. My wife, she got out of the car, that mini skirt on. Oh, I was about to kill me. I'm like, I didn't even know who it was. Like, of course, I called a on-duty unit to come down there and take care of the problem, and off to jail she went. But, yeah, right across the island, all kinds of stuff.
I am, too. Oftentimes, you see a cruiser sitting in somebody's driveway because they drove it home, and, you know, they're just driving around town doing errands and stuff, but they're still in a marked unit. So I guess the presence there is enough for some people to take note. But, yeah, this guy, he's finally creeping around me on the right. I just got over here in the middle. I'm doing the speed limit, and we're just going to see what this guy does.
I'm 290 now. Now I'm rolling. Running 55.
I'm up here, exit 75, looks like, and he's taking off, so I guess he got bored with me.
Told him to hurry up. My favorite dish for dinner.
Maybe she's got a list of honeydews for him.
Patrick, where you at? You out there? KO4HKX. Listen.
I'm going already.
Cut 9. I went to Rutherford County to pick up a prisoner to take back, but he's probably going home.
It seems like the timing is right. I think they swap over at 3.
Yeah, they work down here, but up in Hendersonville to work 12-hour shifts, which is too long if you ask me.
Can't do that.
Probably because it's more time off, they thought. You're off every other weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Getting like 48 hours, so they'd pay you a little extra, and your paycheck cover that.
Yeah, people work a rotating shift because they get, like, they just work, you know, 12-hour shifts 4 days in a row, then they get 3 days off, or they work 12-hour shifts 6 days in a row and get 5 days off or something.
Yeah, I've always been partial to the 4-10s. That was kind of a compromise between 8 hours and 12 hours. 4-10s is nice and smooth and seamless.
And I would happily go in and do my 4-10s and then have a 3-day weekend every weekend.
I told about this work. You know, I'd rather come in and work a full day than have to come in 2 days and work not as many hours both days, you know. Saves me on fuel, commute down, saves my commuting time. Plus, it gets more work done, if you ask me.
Yeah, and I've got to spend 3 days a week in the office, so that's 24 hours, right? I'd rather do that 24 hours over the course of 2 days than 3. So if I could work 2 12s and then, you know, take a day off and then work 2 8s at home, that would be great.
What else is on it? Conversation. Shane and Patrick were talking earlier this morning, and they were talking about batteries, and a lithium-ion battery if you have it, and you're charging it, keep it going like an internal charger, does it have to breathe? Like, you know, could you put it in a metal box where that way if it overheated or overcharged, excuse me, and short-circuited, caught on fire or something, it, you know, maybe go out?
The battery doesn't need to be on a trickle charger. Once it's charged, you just unplug it and you're done. But in terms of just being in a metal box, most batteries have a BMS that will prevent it from being overcharged and prevent it from being undercharged and, you know, shut it down if it gets too hot. So that's not really necessary unless you're doing, like, RC or
BMS. That's kind of off, but, I mean, if you wanted to put one in a box, could you? Or does it need to breathe?
Nope.
That myself. Yeah, being in my boat, I like to have my batteries in my boat in a box. That way it keeps them getting water when there is water in the boat.
You can totally seal it up, and a lot of them are totally sealed up to prevent, you know, corrosion and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, you can lock up a lithium-ion battery just fine, not worry about it.
Justin, he was the one to ask it, so if you have on next time.
Another dog on the side of the road.
I lost my puppy, my little guy, a couple weeks ago. Somebody tagged him for the driveway.
Half a mile south of the train trestle northbound, so I need to find that. It's in a flat spot where I could pull off. Next time I drive home, I want to stop and see if it's got a collar on it. Hold it there. I'm sure whoever owns that dog would probably like to know. It's just north of exit 87. That's on a narrow shoulder, and I've never been able to get to see if he's got a collar on him. I thought I saw one, but it's in one of those places where you just can't stop to look. So I've just watched him slowly decay, and he's just about gone now. But yeah, that's just it stinks that I remember all these things.
That's hard.
Nope.
I looked at the cameras at the house earlier, and it's been raining up at our house. Saves me from having to water the new rose bush.
But I did get all the grass cut yesterday, so it's okay if it rains. And, you know, we've got the soaker hoses in our garden this year because it's, you know, so time-consuming to have to water. But, you know, if it rains, it's just a little bit more for it.
On our dream.
Go ahead, NC9B.
W2JKT.
Trying to get in there. But, I'm about ready to turn on to 25290. Is this repeater all the way up to the house, or where does it start getting rough?
Well, we've improved it quite a bit, but normally I lose it around milepost 90.
Earlier, I didn't get a chance to get back to him, but I wanted to ask him about that. It's definitely better on the audio and signal-wise in the Greenville area. It hasn't done anything for the black hole up here on 25, just across the state line, though.
27, and I still have, like, two or maybe three bars of signal strength on the display, so that's better than it was, for sure. Normally, it'd be zero bars and a bunch of static, so I'll take this.
Full quieting, no problem.
I thought I had something wrong because, you know, when I drive my truck, it was a whole lot better. But, you know, my truck is a better installation because I've got the NMO mount on the roof, so it's got a good ground plane. And the EV, I don't. So that's probably 10 or 15 dB, maybe. And then, you know, whatever they did to improve it gave some of that back.
That sounds great.
These days, he can tell us if they did something to it.
It was. It's just so funny how certain things will make such a world of difference.
As simple as retuning the cans.
Somebody have a repeater class so I can learn all that stuff about them.
A Star repeater sitting in my basement. I had it on the air for a while, but then I took it down because I got too much time to maintain all the software that it required. So I just pulled it off the air. But I've got a set of UHF. I've got two sets of UHF cans at home, and all that repeater hardware. And I offered it to the club, and they didn't want it. So I got to find somebody who wants to put up a D-Star repeater. And sadly, it's getting hard to find people who are willing to do all that work.
I'm trying it, but I don't know anything about the E-Star, so it was on the online class there, but I didn't pick up a whole lot from it. Sounds simple, just put me a simple VHF or UHF, I don't care which one, put a repeater up.
Yeah, but UHF FM repeater, because it's simple. You don't need any computers or software or anything like that. It's just kind of a dumb thing. But anyway, I'm going to get off here and say 73. I'm losing my voice from all these allergies, and I'm just about to get up here and get off my exit. So, Leon, I hope you have a great day and a good ride home. Maybe we'll catch you Thursday morning on my way in. W2JKT, I'll be clear on your final.
Good one. Good talking to you. Appreciate the ride. And if you want to hear me Thursday, I'll be in Columbia. Well, I'm going to go by the Columbia Ham Fest. And my buddy's got a place up there. We're going to head up there on Thursday, help him out with some stuff around the house because he's had some shoulder surgery. Then go to the Ham Fest on Saturday and then come back home Saturday afternoon. 73, take care. NC9B, bubble.